regarding the test of knowledge, where Musa alayhi salam was asked a question: who is the most knowledgeable? Being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, yes, I have the most knowledge. He did not say it in a way to deny that Allah is the owner of knowledge and can bestow it upon anyone, but he felt Allah's bestowed it on me. I'm a Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to rectify that, correct it, fine-tune it slightly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we want to show you someone who has more knowledge than you, not on a wholesome level, but certain categories of knowledge, we've granted him more. Like what happens with us, you have someone asks you, who's the most knowledgeable? And you say, that man. That's only in one field. But in another field, there's another man. And in the third field, there is another man. You have in the field of medicine, there might be a top doctor, but he might only be top in cardiology. Whereas you have a pediatrician who's an extremely brilliant doctor, and he might be the best in that department. So even in one field, there are separate departments. And Allah wanted to show subhanahu wa ta'ala that to Musa alayhi salam. When it comes to the issue of knowledge, we should realize what is right, even if the whole world believes it's wrong. It's correct. When Islam has prohibited alcohol and intoxicants, it will be prohibited even if the world is saying, no, it's okay. When Islam and Allah has prohibited homosexuality, it will be prohibited even if the whole world believes that no, there's nothing wrong with it. It will be wrong. We should never ever allow that knowledge of ours to be contaminated. We need pristine, pure knowledge. So the story is made mention of how Musa alayhi salam met Al-Khidr. And when he met Al-Khidr, certain things happened. I'm sure we must have heard those verses in Taraweeh. And we will still be hearing them this evening, part of those verses, inshallah. And I think we are moving in sync throughout Cape Town, inshallah, when it comes to the Taraweeh. So the lesson we learn from that is, always search for knowledge. Never think that I've arrived now, I know the most, and I'm it. That's it. No. Search for knowledge, and over and above that, make sure it is pure, pristine, uncontaminated knowledge. And hunt for it, and ask, and keep on asking, until you are satisfied of the source of the knowledge, that this is now from Allah. We must never be satisfied with the level of knowledge we have, never. Al-ilmu bahrun la sahila lah. We've heard so many times, knowledge is an ocean that has no coast. So if we have sat at a coast, what we have is something that is not knowledge.